Part 1. The Ultimate Mysteries. What came before the Big Bang? Though time and space had started to curve like a sagging clothesline, there wasn't wholesale panic in physics, because the chance that the line might snap apart didn't quite exist yet. Black holes, which snap space and time, were brought into the picture later on. Brilliant equations are devised to keep reality intact. So the very fact that the mathematics was so arcane kept some very disturbing ideas away from the general public. But this all changed with the advent of the Big Bang theory. In one stroke, time snapped in two. There was time as we know it, which arrived on the scene with the Big Bang. And there was something else. Weird time, pre-time, no time, that existed outside our universe. Let's see if we can visualize reality outside our universe. For the sake of convenience, we'll put the riddle this way. What came before the Big Bang? There's no better way to visualize the problem than stepping into an imaginary time machine that's whisking us back some 13.7 billion years. As we get close to the unimaginable explosion that began this universe's creation, our time machine is exposed to extreme danger. It took hundreds of thousands of years for the infant universe, which was superheated, to cool down enough for the first atoms to coalesce. But since our time machine is imaginary to begin with, we can imagine it coasting through superheated space without melting or flying apart into subatomic particles. Getting within a few seconds of the Big Bang, or even less, we feel we're nearing the goal. Seconds means that time exists, and now the only challenge is to shave seconds down to millionths, billionths, and trillionths of a second. The human brain doesn't operate at such fine scales. But let's assume we have an onboard computer that can translate trillionths of a second into human terms. Eventually, we arrive at the smallest unit of time and space that it is possible to imagine. William Blake's famous lines of verse, "Hold infinity in the palm of your hand," and "Eternity in an hour," is coming true, although an hour is much, much too long. At this point, when the scale of the cosmos was infinitesimally tiny, our onboard computer goes haywire and unexpectedly, nothing can compute. Our whole frame of reference has dissolved. In the beginning, there was no matter of the kind we observe today, just a swirling chaos. And within this chaos, there may have been no rules of the kind we call the laws of nature. Without rules, time itself falls apart. The captain of our time machine turns to the passengers to tell them how bad the situation is. But unfortunately, he can't for several reasons. As time collapses, so do concepts like before and after. To the captain, we no longer left Earth at a certain time and arrived later at the Big Bang. Events are all gummed together in an unimaginable way. The passengers can't cry, "Let me out of here," either, because space has also dissolved, rendering in and out useless concepts. This breakdown at the very threshold of creation is real, even if our time machine isn't. No matter how hard you work at it, regardless of how fine the slivers of time you shave, the threshold cannot be crossed, not by ordinary means, because, you see, the Big Bang occurred everywhere, so it was not somewhere to where we could travel. We are left with two options. Either what came before the Big Bang is an impossible question to answer, or else extraordinary means must be discovered that could possibly reveal an answer. One thing is certain, however, the origin of time and space didn't happen in time and space. It happened somewhere extraordinary, which, luckily for us, means that extraordinary answers aren't out of place. They are demanded. With that in mind, let the cosmic riddling begin. Grasping the mystery. Before and after are concepts that make sense only within the framework of space-time. You were born before you could walk. You will reach old age after middle age. The same isn't true of the birth of the universe. It has been widely theorized that time and space emerged with the Big Bang. If that's true, and it's only one possibility, not a fixed assumption, then the real question is, what came before time began? Is that any better than the first way of putting it? No. Before time began is a self-contradiction, like saying, when sugar wasn't sweet. We are squarely in the realm of impossible questions, but that's no reason to give up in advance. Quantum physics took to heart a conversation between Alice and the Red Queen in Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass. After Alice announces that she is 7.5 years old, the Queen retorts that she is 101, 5 months and a day. "I can't believe that," said Alice. "Can't you?" the Queen said in a pitying tone. "Try again. Draw a long breath and shut your eyes." Alice laughed. "There's no use trying," she said. "One can't believe impossible things." "I dare say you haven't had much practice," said the Queen. "When I was your age, I always did it for 30 minutes a day. Why, sometimes I believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast."